From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The House has passed the second half of its two-part health overhaul repeal effort. As NPR's Julie Robin reports, lawmakers voted 253 to 175 to direct four House committees to come up with proposals to replace the health law.
The replacement resolution includes 12 goals lawmakers should aim for, including getting more people with pre-existing conditions access to insurance, lowering health insurance premiums, and prohibiting taxpayer funding of abortions. Before approving the resolution, the House also adopted a Democratic amendment that added another goal, finding a permanent solution to the continuing problem with paying doctors under the Medicare program. Democrats, however, still say the entire exercise is a sham. Since the Senate has no intention of taking up the repeal bill the House approved Wednesday, there's no need to replace the existing law. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Tunisians are continuing to enjoy the fruits of their revolution. They ousted President Ben Ali a week ago. Elder Beardsley reports that one of their new freedoms is no more censorship.
A crowd gathers outside a bookstore in downtown Tunis. People are looking in the window at books that were banned by the former regime of President Ben Ali. Zaid Houfouf works in the bookstore.
We used to have many difficulties in importing the books, especially those which were critical of the establishment. And now after the revolution, you can see that all the books that were banned, they are here. And that's awesome.
Tunisia's main state TV station changed names and got a whole new look since last weekend. It is now showing reports of what's really happening on the streets. And radio stations that had to play pre-approved music are now playing their favorite artists. One of the most popular is a rapper called El General, who spent time in prison for criticizing the Ben Ali regime. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.
It's being described as one of the biggest mafia crackdowns in FBI history. A sweep by law enforcement officials in New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island today that began before dawn and resulted in 100 arrests, including members of the top crime families in New York. Attorney General Eric Holder at a news conference today said some of the charges against the alleged mob members date back decades.
Some allegations involve classic mob hits to eliminate perceived rivals. Others involve truly senseless murders. In one instance, a victim was allegedly shot and killed during a botched robbery attempt.
A number of those arrested are described as made crime family members. The arrests were based on 16 indictments handed up in federal court. Key private forecasting gauge posted a 1% gain, indicating the economy is poised for growth in the months ahead. The index of leading economic indicators, designed to predict the direction of the economy 3 to 6 months down the road, showed its biggest increase since March. Stocks still lost ground today on some somewhat disappointing financial results from major financial firms, however. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 2 points. The Nasdaq lost 21 points today. You're listening to NPR. 50 years have passed since John F. Kennedy's famous inaugural address, where he exhorted America to ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And today, President Obama was among those paying tribute at a gala celebration marking the anniversary of the speech at a performing arts center named for the 35th president. Also on hand, the late president's daughter, Caroline Kennedy.
Today we mark not just the anniversary of my father's inauguration, but the endurance of an ideal. All my life, people have told me that my father changed their lives, and that day changed America.
The anniversary comes at a sad time for members of the Kennedy family following this week's death of Sergeant Shriver. Chinese President Hu Jintao wrapped up his visit to Washington today. He'll spend the night in Chicago. It's Hu's first visit to the Windy City. We get details from NPR's Jackie Northam.
President Hu spent the last day of his visit to Washington on Capitol Hill. House Speaker John Boehner said participants at the House meeting with the Chinese president raised strong ongoing concerns about human rights in China, but they refrained from voicing concerns over China's currency. Analysts here in the U.S. say the currency is undervalued, which harms American exporters. President Obama raised both issues during a joint press conference with Hu on Wednesday. During Hu's visit, deals worth $45 billion in Chinese trade and investment were announced. China also agreed to better enforce intellectual property rights and to soften its stand on policies which discriminate against American companies vying for lucrative Chinese government contracts. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
National Association of Realtors says fewer people bought existing homes last year than in any year since 1997. The group says sales fell 5% to 4.91 million units. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.